There's a classic line that says, enlightenment is an accident. And meditation makes you accident prone. In that same way, we can't make anything happen. We can't make non-judging awareness happen, but we can cultivate the most optimal environment that we can for that to occur. So we talk about the precepts, kind of the guidelines that create a safe container for us, and spoken of the refuges of where do you go when you feel ungrounded or lost. I'd like to talk about another way that you can support yourself through this practice, and that is to be as aware as you can be of your posture when you're sitting. It's pretty much a guarantee, not necessarily, that whatever posture you settle into will end up not being comfortable. It's just the nature of how it goes. But there are a few things to be aware of that may make a difference for you. Basically, what occurs is when we sit for long periods of time, particularly if your back is not supported, there are these intrinsic muscles, these muscles inside that hold you upright. And when you're sitting for extended periods of time, those muscles get tired. So you may start off with an aligned spine, and before you know it, you start to kind of compress through the front. And before you know it, you're drooling on your pillow. So there are a few things to be aware of. The primary one to be aware of in your posture is to make sure that your hips are higher than your knees. So whether, even if you're on the floor or on a chair, if your hips are lower than your knees, you're going to find yourself leaning forward to kind of counterbalance. And when you do that, inevitably you're going to create some strain, primarily through the shoulders and the neck. So you may find, as tall as I am, I'm using two cushions on my chair to get my hips a little bit higher. And the second is, if you're sitting on the floor and you have one knee that goes to the floor and the other one doesn't, it can be very, very helpful to get a cushion or blanket and bring it underneath that higher knee. And that's going to help you to get a little bit more balanced. We also want to reiterate that there are no bonus points given for sitting on the floor. Sitting on a chair is absolutely legal. But there are a few things to be aware of, whether you're sitting in a chair or even sitting in a back jack. And that is, there's a real strong temptation to lean back. And what happens is, when you lean back, your head is going to come forward. And that will either induce a little sloth and torpor, or it'll end up creating some strain through the lower back. So one of the tricks I highly, highly recommend is to take a blanket or a cushion and jam it down to your lower back so you get a slight forward tilt of your pelvis. And that's going to help you to get a little more elongation through your spine. You may also find, sitting over a long period of time, that with your arms forward, there tends to be it'll bring in a little bit more collapsing through the chest. So what you'll want to do is either to explore stretches that kind of open the front, but another alternative that many people find helpful is you can take a blanket or a cushion and place it on your lap and place your hands on it. And that'll help to get a little more lengthening and opening through your chest. As most of us tend to sit for longer and longer periods of time, just in life and professionally, there's a natural collapsing through the front, and that can really get exacerbated during your meditation. So highly encourage you to attend the mindful movement sessions. They'll be helpful for you. But a nice little simple stretch that might be helpful for you. And when you do this, you don't want to create any strain at all, but it can have a really nice way of helping you to kind of reset your posture. You can bring your arms up and bring the backs of your hands to the crown of your head and breathe. And now you can activate this a little bit more by drawing your navel in toward your spine And now actively draw your shoulder blades close together and draw your shoulder blades down slightly if that's possible. And now slow down your breath, breathing slowly to the count of four. Exhale to the count of four. And just holding this for maybe just three or four breaths is a wonderful way to reinforce this sense of lengthening the muscles that get chronically contracted and helping to kind of reset the muscles that get chronically lengthened. And if you like, you can reach your arms up overhead and then let your hands float down to your lap and just close your eyes and notice if you can detect a sense of kind of renewed alignment inside. A sense of the sternum kind of floating above the navel. I find this particular stretch to be helpful for resetting your posture. Knowing that your posture will never really be settled, it can be helpful to experiment a little bit. Sometimes just raising your pelvis an inch or two can make a little bit of difference in helping you to reset. Another integral practice during the course of our retreat is walking meditation. There are a number of different techniques and strategies for walking meditation, and we'll refine those a little bit as we go along, but I wanted to share with you just some of the essentials of walking meditation. So if you like, you might come up to standing. Our practice is all about noting this distinction between when you're in the story and the narrative and when you're actually engaged. So it's to be aware of the breath when you're breathing, be aware of the sounds when you're listening, be aware of eating when you're eating, and to be aware of walking when you're walking. So one way to explore your practice is to bring awareness to the three components of walking. And that is the experience of lifting, the experience of moving, and the experience of placing. So you might just let your eyes be soft and bring your awareness into your feet. We're gonna do a little one-step walking meditation here. And you might just let the awareness shift a little bit from side to side. And can you detect the shifting weight, the soles of the feet? Now shifting the weight over onto your right leg. And then as you lift the left foot, just lifting, and then moving that foot forward and then placing it, just noticing those distinctions. Shifting the weight forward onto the left foot, and notice, can you identify lifting, moving, and placing through the right foot? As we have a limited space, we're going to take a step back. Again, just noticing, lifting, moving, and placing. There are a few things about walking meditation. You'll notice if you do this very slowly, you'll get pretty wobbly. So you want to experiment with the speed. You can do this very, very slow in a way that can cultivate real concentration. You can also do this pretty quickly as you're, you know, going for a longer walk. The classical instructions for walking meditation are have your arms by your sides or clasp the hands in front or behind. Your eyes are cast down, so you're engaging more into the here and now. If you're walking outside one way or inside as well, is you'll identify a point about 20 feet away and you'll walk very as aware as you can be of the bodies that move through space. You turn to that point, you pause, turn, and you walk back. You'll notice pretty quickly that you're not really going anywhere. This is more about using the technique as a way to bring yourself more and more intimately into the here and now. So you can do walking meditation as a way of building concentration and sustaining attention on the here and now. But you can also, in walking meditation, just take time to pause and take it all in. Take in this magical space that we're in here. So you can do walking meditation outside. You can do walking meditation downstairs as well, where we'll do the straight line of walking. So if you'd like, you can have a seat. If you find walking difficult, another technique you can do is to do walking meditation with the hands. Again, where you're lifting, moving, and placing. So you're just lifting your hand, lift, move, and place. And you can actually get more concentrated if you slow it down. So you might sort of lift to the count of four or five, and then place to the count of four or five. And this can become a really wonderful practice for cultivating concentration and absorption. So that can be a helpful technique to keep in mind as well. For many, today is one of the most challenging days. I like to think of the first day as sort of when I'm paying my dues. If you're at all overstimulated or depleted, chances are your body's going to let you know through the form of whiplash meditation. You may find yourself particularly agitated. Just trust that this is a time of gathering. We're arriving and we're gathering. And Kate will be speaking tonight in her talk on really kind of diving into the difficulties that naturally arise in your practice. This is really a practice of cultivating awareness, but it's a practice of cultivating compassion. So particularly this first day, let this be a day both of resilience, you know, hang in there, but let it also be a day of really embracing compassion, of really being kind to your body. If your body is giving you clear signals it needs time to rest, give it that gift. It will inform your day in a really powerful way. So you have arrived. I'd like to think of this practice in many ways as this sense of deeply relaxing and paying attention and receiving what arises. May your day be filled with unexpected pleasures.